because some musicians are still alive. Not dead yet. On KX93.5.
That's one of our favorite segments. That's right. We get to highlight somebody that we all know and love and have known and loved for several years. This morning, very special, Carlos Santana. Everybody knows Santana, pioneered a fusion of rock, Latin American jazz. His band sound featured his melodic blues-based guitar line set against Latin and African rhythms, featuring percussion instruments such as timbales, congas, not generally heard in rock music. Santana continues to work in these forms since the beginning. He's still doing it. He was born in Jalisco, Mexico, learned to play the violin at age 5 and the guitar at age 8 under the tutelage of his father. His father was a mariachi musician. His younger brother, Jorge Santana, would also become a professional guitarist. Young Carlos was heavily influenced by Ritchie Valens at a time when there were very few Mexicans in American rock and pop music. The family moved from Jalisco to Tijuana, this on the border with California, and then eventually San Francisco. Carlos stayed in Tijuana, but later joined his family in San Francisco during his early years, 10 to 12. He had played a lot of smaller places, he was alone essentially on the border, and had a bunch of personal issues, not least of which was he was abused on the border there. Santana was influenced by popular artists in the 50s, such as B.B. King, T-Bone Walker, and John Lee Hooker. And you can hear it when he plays. And let's get to it. Let's give you a little Carlos this morning. No day is complete without a little Carlos.
Thank you.
KXFM, 93.5 Santana. Not dead yet. Some personal stories here. I've probably seen Santana at least a dozen times. He used to do a regular show in September at the Greek Theater. So for about a dozen years in a row, my friend Randy and I would meet up. Randy would come in all the way from Ventura County. I'd come in from South Orange County. We'd meet up at the Santana show, and just always an amazing show. Had the good fortune to catch him with Tito Puente a couple of times, and this is probably my favorite collaboration between the two. Not dead yet.
Thank you.
KXFM 93.5. Carlos Santana on today's Not Dead Yet. We do this every single Tuesday, so we'll look forward to next Tuesday and seeing you here.